Hi out there, it's Sophie. I'm gonna attempt to speak into a microphone and hopefully convey some of my feelings. Just maybe I'll do it more than this time, or maybe this will be the only time, depending on how I feel about it and depending on what kind of response I get. But also, it just, you know, it has to feel organic. So anyway, here goes. First of all, it means so much to me whenever one of you passes out a flyer or tells a friend about the record or calls a radio station and asks them to play my new song or an old song or anything that you happen to do. Buy a ticket to a show. And that, by the way, is when I look out, when I'm on stage singing and I look out and see familiar faces, sometimes saying the lyrics back to me, smiling or clapping hands or just looking really intensely, it makes me so happy. And I know that you can tell that because I smile, but I want to tell you how much it fills my heart up, because sometimes it is so difficult just to get anything done in this world of music and to have any positive support. And I really, all the positive support is coming from you and my manager. So I wanted just to say thank you. And speaking of how much it means to me to perform, it heals all the wounds that are opened by the business to get on stage and sing my heart and play and do new things and be a part of our world, because it's our world when I'm up there. And this last week, I did the DC Pride, and it was after a difficult week anyway, and they tried yanking me off the stage after the third song. And it was particularly hard because, like I said, finally getting on stage and finally being able to communicate and be a part of the energy of the music is what it's all about. But what it's all about on such a deep level that it's hard for me to convey. So I was contracted to play for an hour, and I was supposed to be the headliner, but for some reason or whatever, they decided to cut me off. And thank goodness I got in Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, which I did against all odds, against even being threatened not to get paid, and my manager had to die for the check on the stage. It was really, really outrageous and should be part of a movie someday. But anyways, so the thing that was amazing also, not just performing, but also after when I signed CDs, talking to you, it fills me up, because I never really know how much of the experience is shared until I hear from you. So to get off the stage and have such a harrowing experience. Stage, and there's all these wonderful people who are you. Maybe some of you weren't there, but I'm sure some of you know what it's like to come back and, you know, have a little chat. It really healed everything. It healed all the feelings of insecurity and anguish that I felt with that experience. So anyways, on the plane, coming back from that show, coming back from Washington, I wrote something in the back of, I was reading Carson McCullers, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. And anyways, I just wrote down a second of my feelings, and I showed it to my manager, and she said I should put it on the website. And I thought that was a very strange idea, but I'm going to do that, just because she said it would be a good idea, and I trust her. So here goes. Okay. My world is little. I haven't had a profound effect.
just go. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you.
Thank you. play to make a difference in these niggas' lives. This is the way I want to feel. You know,